Okay, so good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everyone.
Just give me 1 second. See my glasses here, I can't see nothing.
You can see Yisrael and Menashe. Boom. And the rabbi.
Oh, now I can see. That makes life much easier.
Good.
Okay. All right, who's out there? This is a fun. So yesterday we spoke about the chashivas of a Jew, the concept of shleimus, that every Jew is an ace in the Sefer Torah, and that the halachas of a Sefer Torah would apply. That means each ace that doesn't do what it's supposed to do leaves the Sefer Torah apostle. At the same time, each ace that's in the wrong place, it's doing somebody else's job, it's not doing what it's supposed to do, leaves the Sefer Torah Apostle Gamre. Okay. That's what we saw. So he carries on the tzaddik test. This is where we ended off, and this is where we're starting. Al yoyme adam, a person shouldn't say. You shouldn't say this. Hein ani ois ketana, umaya chashivusoi. I'm just a little yud out of 600,000 oisiyos. So what's the big deal? I'm just one little screw in this whole complex Mercedes engine. What's my importance? I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Shreim chesora b'sefer Torah filio ois ketana ko ois yud ha'sefer kula nifso. Because if one ois, even the smallest letter in the most insignificant place would be missing, then the whole Sefer Torah is possible. And as we saw in the Zohar, Yeshishim Riboy Oisius LeTorah is Yisrael. That means the Marechet of the way the Torah is put together, that's the way Klal Yisrael is put together. Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Arayis Echadahu. The Torah and Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one thing. So it all works together. If there's an Ois missing from the Sefer Torah is possible. If there's a Jew missing from Klal Yisrael who doesn't do what he's supposed to do, then the whole Sefer Torah, the whole of Klal Yisrael, is possible. When we times the Nemra Aloch of Masechtas Baba Basra, is a Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph in Baba Basra. Kol Amakayim Nefesh Achas Misrael Kiilu Kaim Oilam Mole. We all know this well-known Chazal. Whoever maintains, Mekayims, however you want to translate Mekayims, one nefesh of Klal Yisrael, one yid, it's as if he was Mekayim Oilam Mole, the whole world. Well, how do you understand that? If he was Mekayim one yid, he was Mekayim one yid. He wasn't Mekayim the whole world. The whole world's made up of billions of people, millions of yidden. So he was Mekayim one yid, he was Mekayim one yid. He wasn't Mekayim the whole world. If it's only on this. Huh? What is the purpose of Klal Yisrael? Is to fulfill a mission. If one yid doesn't do what he's supposed to do, Klal Yisrael never fulfilled their mission. The mission that they went out to do was a failure. Well, Klal Yisrael hasn't fulfilled its mission yet. But you don't know what person's mission is. How do you know that someone never fulfilled his mission? You don't know what his mission is. You don't even know what your mission is. You know what your mission is? Whoa. Do you know what your, this is not theory. Yeah, we're working. This is called the Vaad. Yeah, we come to work. Do you know what your unique mission in the world is and whether you're makaiming it or not? No, so how do you, you do? No. So how do you know if somebody else is makaiming his mission? How do you, you're saying the always yidden that never came the missions. You don't know. You don't know what his mission was. But that's not my business. At the end of the day, that's not my business. My business is to make sure that I fulfill my mission. That's my job. Your job's your job. You go worry about yourself. Part of my job is to make sure that you also fulfill your mission. But first, I have to get myself sorted out. That's Rishon. Okay. So let's go right in the Shtigl Nefesh HaChaim we started. So Chazal say like this, Kol HaMakayim Nefesh HaChas Mishrael Kilu Kaim Olam Mole. Why? Shere Kol Kiyama Olam Hu Bishvil HaTayru Bishvil Yisrael. The whole purpose, as the first Rashi in Chumash, the whole purpose of the Bria is for Klal Yisrael in the Torah. The Kiyam Yisrael Tolu B'Kiyam Kol Yochid V'Yochid. The Kiyam of Klal Yisrael is Tolu B'Kiyam of each Yochid V'Yochid. Somebody who puts a yid on his feet, it's as if he put the ois that was missing from the Sefer Torah back in the Sefer Torah. He's now makayim the entire Sefer Torah. And so to the nation is completely mushlam. Hatzolus hayochid, in the schus of saving one yid, nimtza kal sholem. Now the klal's completely sholem. I'll give you a marshal for this now. Shekedushas nishmas kol echod. Takshiv tov. Shekedushas nishmas kol echod. The kedusha of each yid, of each neshama. Mi Yisrael, he kedusha sefer Torah mamash. That is the kedusha of the sefer Torah mamash. Whatever that means, for that you have to go learn Nefesh HaChaim in the Shadala there, which people do learn, they even learn it in the yeshivas, but that's already in Perek Yud Aleph. So you have to go through the first 10 prokim and then learn that to understand what he's talking about. But that's what he says. Shekedushas nishmas kol echod, the neshama, the kedusha of each yid, is kedusha sefer Torah mamash. Okay, so we have to understand what a sefer Torah is, you have to know what yid is, you have to go learn Nefesh HaChaim. I'm not going to try and explain that for you now, but that's what he says. Those are the words, at least the words should knock you. But the marshal is very simple to answer your question. You have a very expensive motor car, yeah, that's made up of millions and millions of pieces, yeah. If there's one little chupchik there, one little piece of the motor car, okay, doesn't work, one part of the electronics, a little transistor, whatever in the computer, whatever they put in computers, blows, the car comes to a dead standstill. How much is that piece worth? 25 shekels, let's say. The car's 250,000 shekel car, and there's a little piece there that's worth 20 shekels. Aval, whoever fixes that piece is makayim the whole motor now, because the whole motor wasn't working. Kol Zman, that piece was missing. If you don't mind, yeah, no, but the coffee is not a heter to be over smart. No. I'm worried about myself. That's all. I have to be careful. Okay, so that's the vote. The vote is it looks like it's insignificant. We don't understand. One letter is missing from a Sefer Torah. The whole Sefer Torah is fossil. Yeah. Same way as if one little 20 shekel piece is missing from your car, the car doesn't work. What do you understand? If you take one little electric wire in all the thousands of wires that make up a complex computer or whatever, and you cut one wire, the computer wouldn't work. You know. So if there's a crack in one of the letters in your tefillin, so the tefillin doesn't work. So why don't you understand? So too, if you take one little letter in our marshal, what we're talking about, if you take one letter of the Sefer Torah and you move it to another word or you move it around, the Sefer Torah is possible. Kach gam im yezuzi yudim im koimoi, im imetzova ruchani o agash mi ha'anik lo boi ra'ilam b'roiv rechomo v'chosodov, if you'll take a yid from his spiritual or physical situation that Hashem gave him with roiv rechomo v'chosodov, the Yetzer Leis B'Mokam Achu Posel. He wants to be somewhere else. He wants to be somebody else. He wants to be like somebody else. Lo Sachmud. Yeah, remember we were dealing with Lo Sachmud. He wants to be somebody else. He wants other things as his posel because he's in the wrong place. He forgot to Mekiris Mekoy Moy. You have to know your place, your Tachlis, your Tafkid. What are my strengths? What are my pleasures? What are my weaknesses? What is my unique Tafkid in the world? Kashiyudi Chai Betchusha Zu, he Aunim Itpel B'Nishoynas. When a person lives like this, he doesn't get shaken up in his soinus. All the noise and what's going on around him doesn't interfere with his tranquility. And it also can't wave him or move him away from his path of his mission that he's in this world to do. Because he knows that every moment is a unique opportunity to fulfill his mission in this world. And in this particular situation, where he is now with these particular conditions, this particular nisoyed, that's where he has to find the nekudah, being over on his tachlis. Dafka mikan alei lalois nachas ruach lefonav yizroch. Dafka, yeah, this is where I'm able to give nachas ruach to Hashem, whatever that means. Nachas ruach shein shum nivre sheikh lasoiska. Nobody else can do this. What I'm about to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tnu oiz le'elokim, what I'm about to tnu la'Hashem, to give to Hashem now, no one else can do. That's only I can do. And only in this moment, in this time, with this particular nisayon. And it's perfectly designed for me. It's not like, one second, Hashem, I think you might have overlooked a certain issue here. Maybe if you'd look at it again, you'd think differently. Ain't a vakaze. And therefore, a person can go through life tranquil because there's nothing mazizing him, because he knows wherever he is and whatever he's doing, he's fulfilling his unique mission in the world. So what comes out of everything we've been talking about for the last few weeks? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an unbelievable gift. He gave it to nobody else. Nobody else. The opinions that hold, he gave it to the goyim. Opinions he didn't give it to the goyim. Never mind. But he gave to mankind. He gave to humans, let's say, to just to all the shittas, this unbelievable gift that he didn't give to anybody else. The most complex creatures in the world that can do things that a human being couldn't even begin to understand how to do. A spider, for example. A spider is orphaned by his parents very early in the game. Very early in the game, a spider is orphaned by his parents. And yet he knows how to do unbelievable things. You try and spin a web. You ever try to make a spider's web? Yeah, you can't do that. You leave a little three-year-old baby in the forest somewhere, out in the bush somewhere, whatever, you'll die. And yet the animals that are born and they're on their legs and they're surviving within minutes of having been born, they know how to survive out there in the bush. We can't. Yeah. So. But what do we have? What is the mila we have over all the other creatures? We have Bechira. A matana of Bechira that was given to nobody else. The Malachim, maybe there's some shit that all the Malachim have got Bechira, don't have Bechira. That's not a subject. Using Bechira, a person get to very high hearts. He can even deal with situations that are so noire vayoyim, so terrible, that it looks like in Shemaim they're not interested in him anymore. Hashem's kind of been miyash with him, he's finished with him. Chas v'chalila. Even that you can be mimoided with. The koyach habekira that was given to us shows us, teaches us that you don't have to get excited about all these things. Ela ledat ki yesh bonu bechina shel kol yochel. We have the same koyach as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, because the only other thing in the world that has bechira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means. Tzelem Elokim. That's what it means. You tzelem Elokim is that you have bechira like Hashem has bechira, and in that area you call Yochel, the same as Hashem's call Yochel. Afilu neged Hashem isbrach, even against Hashem, as we've shown at length, that the koyach of bechira is even keneged Hashem. That's what happened at the Chet HaEgel. That's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu took away the luchos. That was Avram Avinu. Kol Yochel afilu keneged Hashem. That's what Hashem wants, is to grab hold of this deep inner realization, to take it out, to polish it, to grow it, to develop it. We have to fan the flames of this love between us. We need to know that be'etzem, we are the Reyosi, we are the Kalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chein yesh l'kol echad ve'echad mitanu chupa v'chedi yichud pratim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The most important thing to remember this. Each one of us has a chedi yichud. We have private space and time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one else can come. That's your private time. You have to make it happen. It's not going to happen if you don't make it happen. But you have to make it happen. Aval. When you make it happen, you see. There's an inner relationship, there's an inner world that you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that no one can come, no one can interfere. It's a very private place, like the Chedi Yichud is a private place. If there's somebody else in the Chedi Yichud, it's not Chedi Yichud anymore. So the Chedi Yichud with you and Hashem has to be a place where no one else can go. הקשר הפנימי היחידי של כל יהודי עם בורא עולם מתבטא באופן כללי במצבנו מבית ומבחוץ. This expresses itself internally, externally, in the house, outside the house, בכל הפרטים ופרטים ופרטים, all the details and many details within details of our lives. וכן באופן פרטי ניסוי נסחיים או עיוורים על כל יהודי תודי כשהוא נמצא רק עם בורא עולם. And also in the private nisoinus that a person has as you go through life constantly when you with only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you live only with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when it's Ein Od Mevodah, there is nothing else in the world other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you alone with Hashem in the world. V'zu ha-kesha ha-pnimi ha-chidi sheli v'rak sheli im Borei Olam. This is my unique kesha that I have with Hashem and nobody else has. This is my private special time that I have Hashem and nobody else can come here. This is just me and Hashem in the world alone. It's called Zdois Limdeno Avram Avinu. And this is Avram Avinu, and that's why this generation has to be like Avram Avinu. Shamat Basara Nisonis Kachoyme Batsura, Huyoida Shebekol Matzav Kol Zman Yeshto Tafkid Miuchad Matara Miuchedes. He knew in every possible situation, he had a unique Tafkid, a new job, and a unique goal. Derech Zu Hinchilanu Bara Vacharov, we inherited this from him, from his children. כמו שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו, ויוצא אס החוצה ויאמר. הקדוש ברוך הוא told אברהם אבינו, go outside. ויוצא החוצה, he took him outside, ויאמר, הבט נו השמיים וסיפור הכחובים. Go outside and count the stars. אם תוכל לספר אותם, ויאמר לו כל יזריך. You can count them? That's what your descendants will be like. What's פשט? כלומר, כשם שהוציאיך מיעל לכוכבים ויועץ מחוס מערכת הטבע, what's ויועץ איס החוצה? What did he take him outside? He was in the tent and he took him outside the tent. No, he took him outside the מערכת הטבע. Up to that moment, Avram Avinu was bound by the מערכת הטבע, the mazolos, all the koiches of the טבע that the Goyisha world today is bound by. Avram Avinu was part of that world. Hashem took him out of that world, out of that מערכת, and took him על הטבע. You're not bound by טבע anymore. There is no teva, really, if you think about it. I can prove it to you that there's no teva, but let's not go into that now. Maybe if we have 2 minutes, I'll show you that there is no teva. We tend to think there is a teva. Oh, just 1 second, I've lost this thing here. Oh, is this not going back? Oh, there we are. Okay, sorry. You'll see there is no teva, but we relate to teva. Even us, we get caught up in the teva. If we have time, I'll show you towards the end. Kleima, Kashem Shoitzicha Mi'al Lekochovim V'yotzim Echutz Ma'eches Teva. Hashem took us out of the influence of the stars and out of the Ma'eches, the whole system of Teva. We're not part of nature anymore. Kamo Kain B'chati Boch Liyois Adam Shiyav L'tikan O'ilam Liyois K'v'yachol Kalosi. You are the one that I've chosen, Hashem says, to bring the world to its ultimate tachli. He said, you are my Kala. Koy Yezarecho, so too will be your descendants. Koyach ze aten gam lebonecha charecha. This koyach I will give to your descendants after you. They will have the same koyach as you, to be chutz min ha-teva, to be chutz min ha-teva, and to transcend nature, and to be able to bind themselves in this chayde yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'advorim matimim beprat ledor ha-achron. This is very, very nogea to us. Do ikfus in the Mashiach, the last generation, kamavua b'divrei rabbeinu, Chazal point out, Chazal merames to this al dvarav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar v'vinu b'cho choismim, b'cho choismim. In the first brach of the Shmona Esrei, we end, we mesayim, we choisim, we sign off with Mogein Avraham. Aval hachatim es ha-golus v'siyum ikoich shelab v'vinu, but the chasima of the golus, b'cho choismim, then we'll end the golus with the koyach of amar v'vinu. Mikoich yicholta liyois yechidoi v'lo yitpalel klal mi'asoy v'voisek. To be a yochid, and not to be concerned about what's going on around you. That's what Avraham Avinu taught us. So what's going on out there? Yeah, but he's doing and her doing and he's doing and he said and she said and... No, ze lo mazizoti. Ze lo manyenoti bichlal. Not interested. That's not my game. Avraham Avinu stood in a world, one person against the entire world. And there were some powerful people in that world. You know, there were some heavyweights in the world. Even seemingly Kedusha heavyweights. It was a Shem Vaiva. You're going to go against Shem Vaiva? What are you talking about? Shem Vaiva, holy people. They had a yeshiva. They were talking about God. Avraham Avinu said, I'm not interested in these people. Ani osei mashu chadash. He magayed. He didn't become a Baal Tshuva. He magayed. And he left his rebbe's behind. He left Shem Va'eva. Avraham Avinu met Noach. Noach Tzaddik, the Torah calls him Tzaddik. That didn't faze Avraham Avinu either. Avraham picked up his boots and he went on and he built himself. Let me tell what's going on around me. Yipul mitzitka elef u'revova miminecha, David HaMelech says. Yipul mitzitka elef, 1,000 will fall on your one side. U'revova miminecha, multitudes on your right side will fall. Eilecha lo yigosh. You stand on your own. You know, what are you worried about? You're in a chede yichud with Hashem. One second. You're in a chede yichud with Hashem. So you're not mispalba. What's going on around you? Just want to finish this and then we can talk. My Yisa Darko Shalav Avinu. What was Amar Avinu's derech? How do we learn and take on board and learn to function like an Avraham Avinu? In light of everything we've said above, that we're going to start in Perek Ches, Darcho Shel Avraham Avinu. Probably the most important thing you'll ever learn is how to be an Avraham Avinu. We'll have to, Metz Hashem, we'll start that on Yom Rishon. Okay, just let's see. There's a question here, and then I want to show you. Okay, yeah. Avraham Avinu wasn't involved with the Bria? Who was more involved in the Bria than Avraham Avinu? He didn't sit in a monastery somewhere in a mountain on his own like Shem Va'eva. Avraham Avinu got involved up his eyeballs in the community. He was running a hotel. He was running around bringing people food and feeding them and taking care of them and giving them beds to sleep in. And you know, there were thousands of people staying at his house every night. He wasn't more running the Bria? Oh, but when it came to knowing the truth, that you can't maziz me. You want to throw me in a fire? Throw me in a fire. Lo mazizoti. He was at war with Nimrod. He was fighting four kings and six kings, and he was in Stoim, and he was... Avraham Avinu wasn't involved in the world. Show me someone more. Yitzchak, maybe you can tie, wasn't involved in the world. Yitzchak's tafkid was to be completely menutak from the world. He couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is dealing with Avimelech. He's dealing with Mitzrim. He's dealing with Paro. Who's more involved? For sure, for sure. No, but that's a good point to make. People, when they understand this shtickle of going outside the Marechet Ateva, whatever, they land up in a monastery somewhere or in an ashram somewhere in the Himalayas or whatever. You know, that's not a tachlis. Tachlis is not to become antisocial. Be very involved in the Bria, for sure. For sure. Especially now, because you have to make sure that everybody comes home. I just want to point out one small thing. It's an important thing to have in mind when we deal with Teva. If you would be standing by Kriyas Yamsuf, I'm standing by Kriyas Yamsuf, a Mitzri, let's say, standing at Kriyas Yamsuf, and he sees these big winds blowing, and he sees a whole tarump in the world, and the world's not mamash unraveling, and there's big things happening or whatever, yeah? And he sees the sea split, and the wall stands up, whatever, and he sees Klal Yisrael go through the sea, and he sees the Mitzrim going in, and the sea falls, the wind stops and whatever, and the sea falls on them, and it kills them all, yeah? You might be able to convince him that something unusual took place. He may go home and say, nature, it's part of Teva. There were some big, big winds. You know, nature has big, big winds. And then the winds blew and they did everything and they moved the sea, whatever. Then the winds calmed down and then the sea fell again and killed the midstream. You know, Zagam Teva, Zagam called Teva. But even if you would raise his awareness to the point where he would say, wow, you know, that's a one in a lifetime event. That for sure is called a miracle. That's called a miracle. Okay, he'll give you that, yeah? Now the sea goes back to normal and the wind's blowing normal and the sea's flowing normal or whatever. What's that, Raboisa? That's nature, right? Yeah. No, that's also a miracle. Yeah. A Jew doesn't see nature. There is no nature. What's nature? There's no nature. The nature is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The nature hides a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it does. So for a year, there is no nature. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means whether the sea's up in arms and splitting, or the seas flowing normally is exactly the same event. The only difference between Kriyas Yamsuf and the sea floating normally is a number. Because this thing happens once, and therefore you don't try and find answers for it because it's a one event, it's a big event, you call it a miracle. But the things that happen every day, all day, like an apple tree grows out of an apple seed, that happens all the time, so that we call nature. But if you look at the two things, you'll see they're exactly the same. The only thing that's different is how often do they happen. The difference between a miracle and nature is a number. There is no nature. It's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all just one big one big miracle. Our job is to penetrate the nature and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have to learn how to do. That's the whole of Shara Bechina, teaches you how to do that. That you have to learn how to do. That's a career. You have to make that a career out of that. You have to make become a woman, a professional. Like some people play the violin. Isaac Stern said that he used to be arguably the best violinist in the world. He said that he used to practice 8 hours a day. What's he practicing? You don't want better than him. He said that on the day that he doesn't practice, he knows the difference. 2 days he doesn't practice, his violin knows the difference. And on the third day, the audience already can see the difference. When you're an woman, when you're a professional at something, you can never strive for more. There's always more. Sorry, there's always more to strive for. To try and get to the MS of anything is to continually be striving, because that's infinite. So too, in recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, is that's a profession. That's the profession of the Jewish people. You have to make a career out of that. And then you become a professional wherever you go. You're seeing the Chochmah of the Boira in the Bria. So the Bria is not nature and it's working automatically. And it's Kulu Kulu Yad Hashem. That's our Voida. Anyway, Metz Hashem, we'll start dealing with our Rebbe tomorrow. We said earlier that for this generation, you need a Rebbe. And we said the Rebbe of this generation, the one who can teach us how to go about doing what we're supposed to do in this few days left before Mashiach comes, was Avraham Avinu. Metz Hashem, we'll start tomorrow learning about Avraham Avinu's Mahalach and Derech in the world. Tomorrow, 9:35. Eli's out there. Well, let's leave it. 9:35 tomorrow is Shabbos Malchus on Zoom.
9:30 is okay with me.
Rav Shai, you going?